Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up later in the program, we'll dive into the local headlines with Steve Green of the Maryland Coast Dispatch. We'll meet a married couple who are both accomplished artists. They'll speak with me about their local art exhibitions, which are running simultaneously at separate art galleries in Rehoboth Beach. And we'll find out what Hurricanes Irene and Sandy taught us about preparing for catastrophic storms. We'll learn how those lessons are being used to get our region ready for the next big storm. But first, how about a little wordplay? In recent months, when someone said the word government, the first thing that may have popped into your head would be divided or gridlocked, perhaps. But this week, the word on the tip of everyone's tongue is shutdown. 800,000 federal workers are furloughed, national parks are closed, and politicians are at a stalemate on how to bring the first partial government shutdown in 17 years to an end. Usually when things happen in Washington, our coastal region doesn't feel the effects right away. But that wasn't the case this week. Tuesday morning, Assateague Island National Seashore sent campers, for lack of a better phrase, packing. And park rangers literally plucked surfers off the beaches and barricaded the gates to the national side of the park until further notice. But before they put up those barricades, I visited one of the campsites on the federal side of the park. It was there that I met Silver Spring, Maryland resident John Thurber, kicking back with a Western novel at his campsite. It was a beautiful morning, and government shutdown or not, Thurber wasn't planning on moving until he had to.
When I checked in, I asked what was going to happen if the shutdown occurred, and they said they would let us know by 11 o'clock today, and they haven't.
Thurber remembers the last government shutdown. In fact, he was furloughed for 28 days. And he looks back on that time off now as a mini vacation of sorts from his job at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Facility. And while he understands what furloughed federal workers must be feeling right now, he told me he hopes one side in this political battle doesn't back down.
I hope the Republicans don't fold. I would like very much to see Obamacare just go away.
So I left Thurber to his novel, and I went to the park ranger offices to meet up with this lady.
My name is Rachelle Dagnault, and I'm chief of interpretation and education here at Assateague Island National Seashore.
She told me the morning was like a mad dash to close the park and begin being out of work.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Our visitor centers are closed. We are shutting down the park for day use. New campers cannot come into the park. The oversand vehicle zone is closed. Our hunting is closed. We have school groups that were planning on attending for curriculum-based education here, about 200 students in both Maryland and Virginia, and they have been informed that we will not be able to offer those services. Our staff, many of them are already in furlough status and heading home, but the rest of us who are not required for this shutdown will also be heading home by noon.
You guys have already been dealing with months of sequester cuts, and you've been operating through the busy summer season, you know, kind of on, you know, for lack of a better phrase, a skeleton crew, and working under the ramifications of what the sequester cuts meant for the Assateague Island National Seashore. Outline some of those cuts that you had to live with over the summer and how that went.
Well, actually, we had our lesson in superintendent had really planned well for that period and held back money. So we were not as impacted as we may well be in the future as these cuts become permanent.
Yeah. Obviously, with the government shutdown, you know, federal employees are furloughed. How many employees here at Assateague Island, both the Maryland and the Virginia locations, are impacted by this? And, you know, for someone like yourself, you know, how are you looking to the next several weeks, realizing that you're going to be furloughed?
Well, in terms of our employees, there will be around 60. That includes permanent and seasonal employees who will be impacted by the furlough. They're heading home. As for myself, I will head home. I will be looking at the news to hopefully see this ended quickly, because I can tell you that the staff here is very oriented. We're public servants. Mm-hmm. That's our mission. That's what we believe in. And we look forward to being back here to serve our visitors again.
There's been a lot of talk about what average Americans are going to feel in lieu of a government shutdown. National parks are something that people point to and say that the average American in and around either people visiting national parks or people who live around national parks will feel this quite substantially. Talk about what impact you think this is going to have, even kind of in the off season, for tourism and the tourism industry. You know, we have local businesses here on the coast that rely on people who are coming camping and coming to see the beach on the weekends and coming to canoe and kayak and the like. What impact do you think this is going to have the longer it goes?
It's really impossible for me to determine what that impact will be locally. I believe the experts, our local business people, our Chamber of Commerce, will be able to define that. But the longer this goes on, within the park, those services that we so regularly offer will not be there for people.
Yeah.
Will it have an impact locally? There's no question about that. I just can't. I don't have an idea of what that complete impact could be.
Yeah, and you know, it's been 17 years since we've dealt with something like this, so to quantify it certainly is a very tricky thing. The state park is still going to be open, is that correct? So for people who are looking at this and saying, wow, this weekend, if the weather's nice, I'd like to come to Assateague, obviously they can't get in to the national side of the park. But, you know, just, I guess, reiterate for people, if they do want to come to Assateague, what they can do if they're here.
Well, I'm very grateful, frankly, that the state park is open. It does mean that their day use area will be open for visitors to come on a daily basis and do the surf fishing and the beach walking and the enjoyment of the resource like they would if they were in the national park. And the state park also still has their camping open as well. So fortunately, some campers will move over into that area, and new campers are likely to have a place to stay on the island.
Yeah. Tell me about what you're doing at this point to kind of reroute people who had planned to come to the National Park this weekend. I have a coworker who was planning on coming, and this morning he sent me an email saying, well, I don't know what to do now. For folks like that, what are you doing? Are you setting them up with a campsite at the National Park, or are you turning them away, giving them refunds? What's that process?
Well, there is a refund process. I honestly don't know what that is, but there is a refund process. We are turning people away, but we are also providing information on other potential camping locations. And obviously, the state park being right next door to us, and the last time we spoke with them, they had well over 100 sites available that we were certainly routing people over to them. But there are other local commercial campsites as well, and we maintain a list of those, and we're providing that information to visitors, and a state park also down at Pocomoke.
For the people who work here, obviously there's very strict regulations during a government shutdown of what you can and can't do. Basically, you can't come onto the clock at all.
Yeah.
So let's say, for instance, that we have a storm. Or let's say, you know, during this, there's some sort of a situation that happens at Assateague. Maybe it's weather-based. Maybe it's something else.
Well, there are emergency provisions. So should there be a storm, a determination would be made of who needed to come in to affect that type of closure and deal with those situations. So that's a really good thing. As for the furlough as it exists at the moment, we may not turn on our phones, our computers. We can't take computers home with us. We are required to do no federal work at all, and we are trying to abide by that, abide by the law.
As people are kind of hurrying to get out of here, essentially, you know, what's the sense from your coworkers about not only how long this might be, but how much that's going to affect, you know, personal bottom lines? Everybody has bills to pay. Everybody, you know, has a life to live.
Well, just like with anyone in this type of situation, there are some who are families, some who are single, some seasonal, and each of these persons has personal concerns related to finances. Some may be looking for other types of jobs in a furlough situation. But of course, probably all of us, for all of us, our biggest concern is financial.
With all the political divisiveness that led up to this government shutdown, you know, you look at the last time the government was shut down, it went several weeks, I think 28 days. Are you optimistic that you'll be getting back to work sometime soon?
You know, I work for the Park Service, and because of that, I tend to be a very hopeful person, an optimistic person. I have to believe that this shutdown will not last very long. And that said, though, we were very prudent in our preparations and ready for however long it takes to get to get back to work.
You know, I was talking to somebody this morning and they said, wow, what happens to the horses, the wild ponies? And I said, well, the wild horses have been here long before government was instilled. I think, as with anything with Assateague Island National Seashore, they let the wild ponies do what the wild ponies do. Have your phones been ringing this morning saying, well, what now? And what does that mean for the horses? And what does that mean for my beach and the like?
Really mostly about camping, of course, on one side, and then the horses on the other. And I have to smile because, you know, for them, it's got to be a holiday.
Yeah.
They can go wherever they want. They don't have to worry about traffic in the park. They feed on marsh grasses. They have access to fresh water. I have a feeling that if I were a horse on Assateague this next few days, I'd be feeling pretty good.
Well, at least that's one group, because right now there's so much uncertainty. And, I wish you the best of luck, and I thank you so much for talking with me.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate your taking the time to come out here and find out what's going on.
That was Rochelle Dagnott, one of the many workers who are now furloughed from Assateague Island National Seashore due to the government shutdown. And Assateague isn't the only park in our region that is closed. Chincoteague National Wildlife Refuge in Virginia, Delaware's Wildlife Refuge Complex, and Maryland's Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge have all been shut down. NASA's Wallops Island Flight Facility is also on hiatus until politicians come to some sort of resolution. And the longer the 1,100 employees and contractors are off the clock, the more likely the November 4th scheduled launch of a Department of Defense satellite aboard the Minotaur 1 rocket will be pushed back. Of course, how far back is up to the elected folks in Washington. We'd like to hear from you. What do you think of the government shutdown? And what sort of compromise do you think politicians can come to? You can email us, coastal@wmu.org. Take a quick break, but we'll be right back. I'm Brian Russo, and you're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City and 88.5 in Washington.